WVOX.
This is the Sons of the American Legion radio report on WVOX AM 1460 and heard around the world on WVOX.com. We have a special guest, Colonel Glenn Goldman from West Point, coming up on the line. But first, here's Ken.
Okay, thanks, Jack. And again, good afternoon, everyone. And John Tran, we have one of our friends on the line from West Point, and that is Colonel Glenn Goldman. Colonel, how are you today?
Good afternoon, Ken. How are you doing? Great to hear your voice.
Hey, yeah, great. We've been wanting to catch up with you. We talked a couple of years ago when you were the commander of the ROTC programs, over 40 programs in the Northeast, and you told us about that, and we got a chance to visit at one of the Ranger Challenge competitions. Now, just tell us a little bit about the shift in your new job up at West Point.
Well, first of all, Ken, thanks very much for having me back on. I really appreciate your work and effort in helping us tell the Army story. I guess it's been almost 2 years ago that I was on your show. At the time, I was commanding the 2nd ROTC Brigade, which had responsibility for the Northeast region. And since September of 2011, I've transitioned to a new assignment where I now serve as the Director of Military Instruction at West Point. So it was actually kind of a smooth transition because it's sort of the same mission, only in a different venue. We're still interested in leader and character development and teaching the young cadets about the profession of arms and war fighting. So I consider myself blessed to be able to serve in this environment, given this time in our nation's history. It's an extremely credible and incredibly important mission that I take very seriously.
Now, Colonel, you talk about the development of the cadets and their leadership. I understand that there's a competition, the Sandhurst competition, that was being involved recently. Could you tell us a little bit about that and how?
I'd love to. Week before last, we had our annual Sandhurst Military Stakes Competition, which we view as an extremely important vehicle for leader and character development. The competition actually has its origins back in 1967. When the Royal Military Academy at Sandhurst in the United Kingdom presented West Point with a British officer's sword, and that became the trophy, the prize for those that won the competition. But over the years, it's grown and it's developed into an international competition. And this past weekend before last, we had over 55 teams competing here at West Point, to include 36 teams from within the companies of West Point, but also 8 from ROTC, the Naval Academy, the Air Force Academy, our own prep school, along with teams from the United Kingdom, Canada, Afghanistan, Australia, Chile, China, and Spain. So it was a huge event that was very, very successful.
Now, what sort of competition was this? What did the teams compete in?
Well, it was a two-day competition that involved tactical marksmanship, land navigation. We had an obstacle course event. There was a stream crossing site where they had to build rope bridges and move various equipment through a gap. There was a first aid station, weapons and grenades. We also had an engineering site that involved breaching, boat operations, and then a secret site, which was called the DMI Challenge, where we had the cadets do some problem solving. Essentially, they had to move a howitzer through a slalom course with very little equipment. So it's all geared towards providing the cadets an opportunity to develop by giving them problems to solve. And you really see some very innovative techniques as they solve these problems.
Now, you mentioned it's a competition. I have to ask, who won?
Well, I'll share with you who won, but I have to kind of preface it by, it's not about winning. It's about the development of leaders and characters. Secondly, it's about showcasing military skills and excellence. Mm-hmm. Along with that comes the physical fitness aspect. Mm-hmm. Thirdly, it's about building relationships and camaraderie. And lastly, it's about winning. Now, we all want to win, but I got to tell you, there were 55 teams out there, all manned with winners. But in terms of placement, The team from Australia won overall this year. Mm-hmm. Really a well-prepared, well-coached, highly physically fit team that came down here and did really great work. So Australia won it this year for the first time.
Congratulations to them.
Yes.
Colonel, where was the competition held on the post at West Point?
We actually, it was headquartered out at Camp Buckner, but it took place at various ranges because it involved a lot of movement through the woods. So the area around Lake Popolopen up in the mountains and also the ranges, Range 11, and a place called Camp Shea is where we conducted our land navigation. So it covered quite a large area, but predominantly at Camp Buckner.
Okay, and the teams, from what I understand, were relatively small, five or six cadets in each team?
What we did is the teams are geared on a standard U.S. Army infantry squad, so that's nine people. You have a squad leader and two four-man fire teams, but we had a requirement that at least one freshman, one sophomore, one junior, one senior, plus one female be integrated in the squad. So nine-person teams.
Well, that sounds very much like what I saw when I went to the Ranger Challenge last year for the ROTC programs.
Exactly. In fact, a lot of the ROTC brigades are starting to model their competitions after Sandhurst, and we welcomed the participation of the ROTC units, and they did really well. They really, really excelled.
Now, it sounded like you had quite an international lineup of military academies participating, including ones, as you mentioned, from Australia, traveling a great distance. But you also hosted a team from China. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, and I'd like to kind of, we're talking the People's Republic of China, not Taiwan. This was a first ever visit from a cadet team from the People's Liberation Army University for Science and Technology. This Sandhurst has become somewhat of a strategic outreach initiative that we are using this competition to engage foreign militaries and begin building relations. So the Chinese team showed up a week before the event, and they were hosted by the cadet barrack in our cadet barracks. And what was remarkable is to see the West Point cadets who are studying Chinese integrate with the Chinese cadets, practice their language, share in the culture. It was really a remarkable learning and development for all participants. And the Chinese actually did quite well. We were able to support them with some of our equipment and our weapons. And I think some friendships were built and relationships were built as well.
Now, Colonel, friendships and relationships, they probably are a lot more important in the future and probably a lot better in trying to deal with foreign countries than hostile conditions.
Exactly. And as I saw the interaction of our cadets and their cadets and also amongst us, cadre with their cadre, the seeds of cooperation were definitely sown through this Sandhurst competition. So if inviting them to our competition allows us to set aside some differences and learn about each other's cultures and government, that's all good. And it was very, very successful. They were very, very well received and eager to come back.
That's great. That's good to hear. I know the dialogue between the different militaries is very important. Tell us a little bit about, now, is this always held at West Point, or does it shift to Sandhurst in England at some times?
No, actually, the competition has always been held here at West Point. The United Kingdom, however, because of our special relationship, always sends two teams.
Mm-hmm.
All the other international participants usually send one team. So it's traditionally been held here at West Point, and it's become so popular, it's kind of like a military stakes Olympic Games, if you will. Also participating this year were observers from South Korea, Brazil, Mexico, and Germany. So I'm going to let our higher headquarters and the Pentagon and the State Department figure out who all to invite in future Sandhurst competitions, but it'll be held here at West Point for the out years. We're already beginning to plan for next year.
Oh, that's great. Now, tell us, we just have a moment left. What do the cadets really learn from participating in a competition like this?
Well, they learn how to operate in a stressful, time-constrained environment. They learn how to apply their problem-solving skills, but mainly it's about leader development and character. Each cadet had an opportunity, especially the squad leaders, to lead their squads in some pretty stressful, tough conditions. And this will all prepare them as they become leaders for our Army in the future. And they also learned how to see and integrate with the cadets from other countries. So that was another very, very important aspect to this competition.
Hey, Colonel, thank you so much for taking time to call in and chat with us and tell us about Sandhurst and give us an update. And we look forward to seeing you again very soon.
Thank you, Colonel.
My pleasure. Thank you very much for this opportunity.
Take care. And Colonel Glenn Goldman, the Director of Military Instruction at West Point at the United States Military Academy.
That Sandhurst competition sounded really, really interesting. And I think that, we'll have to do something about that in preparation next year.
Now, hopefully we'll get a chance to go up there. I had a chance to visit the Ranger Challenge, which the ROTC cadets do in the fall, and it's very similar.
Mm-hmm.
But, it's just going to take, so look forward to that next year. But it's a great opportunity. But it's good to hear that. They have some cadets from other countries that are participating. The ties that were built at this event will have longstanding value.
I think you had one or two brief news items you might want to try and mention.
Well, I wanted to mention that our guest last week, Cadet Sydney Jocks from the ROTC program at the University of Scranton, wrote up notes on her visit to VMI in a conference there, and you can read her note on thankyouforyourservice.com.
That's great. You've been listening to the Sons of the American Legion radio report here on WVOX 1460 AM and heard worldwide at WVOX.com. I'm John Churan, along with Ken Kratzer and Jack McGurk, and we thank today's special guest, Colonel Glenn Goldman, the Director of Military Instruction at West Point. Remember, you can go to that West Point Band special Armed Forces Day concert. Go to westpointband.com for tickets. And until next week, remember to thank a veteran.